Well, as you know, we've been studying the cults, and today we're, if you want to put the first slide up, we're looking at the occult. Now, that's a little bit, it's not different, we're putting them all together, but we have studied over the weeks, we've studied the Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses and Christian Science and Transcendental Meditation, and we got into the New Age movement and saw all the things with Eckhart Tolle and L. Ron Hubbard and Scientology. We just looked at everything over these last weeks. Well, now we're moving into another area, and this one is the one, when you think about it, it's strange. We call it the occult. So if you want to, go ahead and turn in your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 6. That's where we'll start, Ephesians chapter 6. We're continuing our study of cults. We're continuing looking at the groups, of course, that actually contrary to God's word. We've said this, that whenever we try to study these things, we all want to see what do they say about Christ, what do they say about the Bible, what do they say about salvation. And some of the cults, it's easy to do that because they talk about the Bible and salvation of Christ. When we got into the New Age movement, boy, it's hard to do that because they don't hold to the scripture. They've got all kind of different views and things like that. Well, this morning, we're looking at the occult. And for the next few weeks, just going to take a couple of weeks, I think, we'll look at this thing. The occult deals with supernatural. It deals with the hidden spirit world. The word occult has an idea of meaning hidden or secret. We're going to see how it all fits together. It's important that we understand this because sometimes people get involved with this stuff and they don't even know they're involved in it. They don't even know what's happening. We want to see the dangers of the occult and get a basic understanding of what's involved. Let's start with a prayer and then we'll get into it. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a great, great morning. Thanks for our class. Thanks for our time together. Thank you for Jesus. Lord, we know that Jesus is the Son of God who died on the cross and paid for sin and rose again and gives eternal life as a gift to all who believe. Thank you, Lord, that it's not our works or goodness that saves us. It's simply faith alone in Christ alone, and we have eternal life. Thank you for the Bible, how perfect it is that we can know it and apply it in our lives. Thank you for Jesus as our Savior and that salvation is a gift. And so, Lord, as we think about the cults, as we think about the occult, and we think about all these different things, you would teach us that we'd have an understanding of how these things fit together, of what some of these people believe, and how we can be ready to give an answer to the hope that is in us. Lord, we want to be grounded in your word, in the truths of the Bible, so that we can know what we believe and why. Lord, we just ask you that you would teach us now. We ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, the occult. When you hear the word occult, you think of devil worship, you think of Satan, you think of evil. The occult is, you know, you think of magic, you think of paganism, those kind of things. That's what we hear. There's a lot involved in this, and you see it every day, and sometimes you don't even think about it. But when you turn on the television or you pick up the newspaper and it has the horoscope in there, you understand that's the occult? You may not think about that. Lucky numbers. Somebody says, there's lucky numbers. I want to make sure I get a lucky number. Or if you ever get those things on the email where somebody sends you something that says, do not break this chain or something bad is going to happen to you. And I know people who look at their horoscope and they say, oh, I don't really believe it, but why do you look at it? Well, it's kind of interesting. It is. People look for lucky numbers. Here's a magazine article. This came out of USA Weekend. It's the, you know, that comes out of the newspaper. This is a little bit older, but it has Jean Dixon, because we're going to talk about her. Jean Dixon is supposed to be a fortune teller. She tells the future. And this is a little ad. And here's what the ad says. The power of crystal, the beauty of genuine gems. Jean Dixon, that's her statement. And it says, a real diamond, rubies, emeralds, sapphires, forever encased in crystal, gleaming with richness, possess the riches of the new age, the power of the crystal. And then it says, this is presented by Jean Dixon, the world's foremost astrologer and fortune teller, of course. So here's just in USA Today, Weekend magazine, a ad by Jean Dixon to purchase a crystal which has some gems in it, but the crystal helps you tell the future. The crystal helps you do things. This radiant crystal has the earth's brilliant gemstones, and it goes on to say, you know, it's the power of the crystal, the power of the new age. It's out there everywhere. There's always things like this. Many Christians make fun of it, but it's a very serious matter. I have to tell you a story. When I was at Dallas Seminary, one summer I had to do an internship. And so that summer I went to Borger, Texas to be with Ken Shepherd. And I was going to be the youth pastor at the church for the summer. And there were five guys that had grown. I mean, that church had started and their like families had come together. And there were five guys that were in junior high that had known each other since they were basically a year old. In fact, they never even had gone to church without knowing each other. They had all grown up in the same church, and they were inseparable friends. And I came there that summer, and when I got there, two of their parents came. Two different parents said, "You got to help us." I just got here. I've got to help them. What am I going to have to do? He said, "Our kids, they have been inseparable since they were 1 year old. And now they won't talk to each other. They're all mad at each other." And I said, "Do you have any idea what it's about?" And I said, "Well, they started playing Dungeons and Dragons. And now they won't talk to each other." Well, so they were in the church. So I called them all together since I'm the new youth pastor. And I said, "Tell me what's going on." They wouldn't even sit by each other. They were all mad. And I started finding out what they were doing. And they were playing Dungeons and Dragons. I don't know if you know anything about Dungeons and Dragons. It's the occult. And there are false gods and goddesses that you worship in Dungeons and Dragons. And you call on these false gods. And they actually have prayers and things that you do. And what people want to say, it's a game where you become something and you fight and all this. No, it's not really. And what they got so upset with each other that because of one of them killed one of them, the other off in the game. And I mean, it got wild. And so I told them, I said, "Guys, I don't think this game's very good for you guys." And they finally agreed. And so we took it out and we burned it. And you know what? They've been inseparable ever since. It just, that thing divided them. And when people say things like Ouija boards and Dungeons and Dragons and crystals and horoscopes and lucky numbers and astrology and all that, a lot of people think it's like a game or it's not much to it, or maybe there's a little bit to it, but it's not really anything. Well, the truth is, it's everywhere, and we need to realize there are only two spiritual realms. There's God and Satan. There's God who is good and Satan who is evil. That's the way it is. And the normal view is often wrong when we think about God and Satan, because a lot of people say there's God over here and Satan over here, and it's a real spiritual battle, and one of these days God will win. Well, the truth is, it is a spiritual battle, but it's not a toss-up. It's not close. It's not God going, "I don't know if I can whip this guy or not." The truth is, God is the creator, and Satan himself is a fallen angel, which we've talked about before, is a created being by God. And one day God will speak and it will be over. God has allowed Satan to be the prince of the power of the air, but there is no close spiritual battle between God and Satan. It'll be over just like that. But there is a fallen world system which is controlled by the devil, and we live in that. God is the creator. Satan is an angel. He's part of the creation. But there is this demonic influence that people often talk about. When we think of worship, have you ever realized this? Worship, when we think of worship, either people worship the true God or people worship false gods. Satan. The book of Corinthians tells us that there's only one God. Now, we say things like false gods, but they're not gods. There's only one God ever. God, the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one God in three persons. There's only one God. There is an angel who is not a God, who is a demonic being, who has demonic beings with him, but they're not gods. And throughout history, when people have worshipped false gods, they're really not gods, because behind a false god, behind Dagon or behind Moloch or behind any of those gods that you see in the scripture, or the gods of the Corinthians or the Romans or the Greeks, all of those are man-made gods. And you either worship the true God or you worship false gods or Satan. There's not a really other god. We are in a fallen world and a spiritual battle. Look at Ephesians chapter 6. Look again. We'll just look verse 10, because verse 12 is the key verse, but get the running start. He says, "Finally, be strong in the Lord and the strength of his might." You got to be strong in God and in his strength. What you have to do is put on the full armor of God that you can stand against the schemes of the, and notice it says, the devil. "For our struggle is not against flesh and blood." The battle is not against people. People are fallen. People are lost. People are mixed up. The battle is not against flesh and blood, but against powers, against world forces, against darkness, against spiritual forces of wickedness in the heavenly places. It's a spiritual battle. People are not the enemy. Sometimes we think people are the enemy. They are not. The poor people are caught up in the wrong thing. There is a spiritual battle. Many people are fooled. I want you to see something. Turn to 2 Corinthians. Turn back just a few pages in your Bible, back toward the front. You'll go back to Ephesians, and you got 2 Corinthians. And look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And he's talking about how people get fooled. And how people there are people who, without even knowing it, are instruments of Satan. Look look what he says. Verse 13 of 2 Corinthians 11. For such men are false apostles, deceitful workers, disguising themselves as apostle Christ. Apostle, there were people at the time of Paul that claimed to be apostles of Christ, which were not. They were deceitful workers. They were false apostles. And then he goes on and says, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. When you deal with Satan, when you deal with the fallen world system, when you deal with all this, Satan wants to look like God. In fact, he wanted to be God. If you remember Isaiah 14, what we call the five I wills, where Satan said, I will be like the Most High. He wanted to be like God. That's why the lie of the devil is if you do good, God will love you and you'll be like God. That's what he told Adam and Eve. And the day you eat that fruit, you'll be like God. And they believed him. That's what happened in the fall. He says, no wonder, for even Satan disguises himself with angel light. Therefore, it's not surprising if his servants also disguise themselves of servants of righteousness, whose end will be according to their deeds. There are people who they don't even, some of them don't even know what they're doing. Poor Oprah, she knows Jesus Christ as Savior. Best you can tell from her background, from her history, where she had believed in Jesus. But now she is so confused, she's telling people there are many ways to God rather than Jesus. And she's got into Eckhart Tolle, who is all the New Age stuff. He's so mixed up. She doesn't understand it. But she is an agent of the devil right now, leading all kind of people astray. So when we say, well, Ouija boards, Dungeons and Dragons, horoscope, astrology, crystals, fortune telling, that's kind of like a game. It's not a game. It's not a game. We want to remember our goals. Number one, we want to know what we believe and why. That's our goals of our study. We'll not be tossed, but we'll be grounded. No longer tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, but we want to be grounded in the truth. So each one of us in the room want to know what we believe and why. And we're talking about know what we believe about the Bible and Christ and salvation and truth. You want to know God's Word. It takes study. You got to do that. Second goal is that we would know what they believe. We would have an understanding of what some of these cults believe so that we'd have an understanding and be ready to give an answer. I mean, all of us, and when we went through the Mormons and the Jehovah's Witnesses, there were people every week sending me emails saying, JB, guess who showed up my door today? It's so funny. We would do Mormons, and then people would call me and they'd say, guess who came to my house today? And they were ready. They were ready to talk about things. So we want to know what we believe and why. We want to know what they believe so we can give an answer. That's what we're doing. Well, let's talk about the occult, okay? Because this is where we are. So the occult. What is the occult? I mean, what is this stuff when we say the occult? Well, the word occult comes from a Latin word, which literally is occultus, which carries the idea of something that is secret or something that is hidden. So the occult deals with secret things. Whenever you talk about it, it's like magic spells and the horoscope and things that you don't know, and these are hidden things, and somebody's going to look into their crystal ball and say, you will have this happen to you. I mean, see, it's all secret stuff, and the cards, the tarot cards, and they're going to, I'm sorry. It's secret stuff. It's whatever happens. And so it's the supernatural. It's dealing with angelic or demonic forces. So many classify the following as the occult. Here's some things. Witchcraft, magic, palm reading, fortune telling, Ouija boards, tarot cards, Satanism, the use of crystals and crystal balls. A lot of those, sometimes people call that the occult. And that kind of thing. We're going to look at astrology and fortune telling and witchcraft and devil worship and all that. Let me say this about magic. The people that you see like a magician on TV, or there's even Christian musicians, and they're telling you that they're not doing magic in the sense that they're making something disappear and they're doing anything supernatural. They're just fooling you. They're saying, look over here, and they're putting it in their pocket, but you're looking over there because you just can't see it. I have a friend that's a musician, and he's a coach, but he's also a pastor. He's all three. And, I mean, he can take stuff and put right there, and he can have his hand, and you can't see it. And he showed me. He can do cards. He can bring cards out, and you can go, how do you hide that stuff? And he's practiced so long. He can be standing there talking to you, and he's got things hidden here and here, and then he'll pull it out of your ear, and he go, how did you get this? And you know, and you're going, I didn't see that, because he's so good at it. But he doesn't do magic. He does sleight of hand. He fools you, but it's not magic. And when people say magic and witchcraft, they're talking about potions. All those kind of things. You ever wondered where hocus pocus came from? hocus pocus. And it changes, right? That's from Catholicism. Because when you have the body and the blood and you believe that the Lord's Supper is going to be changed from bread and juice to the body of Christ, the Latin, habeas corpus, hocus, hocus pocus. That's what people thought it was saying. They thought they were saying hocus pocus because it changed. And so now the magicians go, hocus pocus. It just changed. Magic. There is a spiritual world that is evil. There is Satan and fallen angels. Matthew chapter 4, verse 1, Jesus was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the who? Devil. There is a devil. Now, a lot of people act like you're dumb if you believe they're spirit beings. You understand that in this room, there are spirit beings right now that we cannot see. They're here. There are good spirit beings. They're angels. There are bad spirit beings. They're demons in this room. I think a demon's sitting by you, Jeff, I think. But they really are here. They are. We are in a spiritual battle. There are unexplained things. The key for believers, as far as this spiritual battle, as far as the whole idea of demons and witchcraft and fortune telling and Ouija boards and everything, the very best thing for us to do is stay away from these things. There's a whole group of Christians that are going after the devil. I don't know if you know that, but they think they're supposed to go after the devil. And I remember going to a meeting one time in which some people were leading the singing, which were of a persuasion that believed you go after the devil. And so one of their songs was, "We're going to stomp, stomp, stomp all over the devil." And they were singing that and they were going after him. And I was thinking to myself, the very best thing the Bible says is draw near to God. It doesn't say go after the devil. It says what? Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Put on the full armor of God and stand strong. Get as close to God as you can get. We're not going after the devil. We're not fighting him. We get as close to our Savior as we can. Hebrews says, draw near to God. Leave the devil alone. Romans 16:19. For the report of your obedience has reached to all. Therefore, I am rejoicing over you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. He's saying, stay away from evil things. And these things are evil. I don't know. Can you put that slide up, the one that has the picture? Look at this right here. Do you see what this is? This is in the toy department. Toy department. And, of course, right here, you can save 30% if you get after it. But right there is the game of life. And then there's mystery date. But what's up beside that? Mystery date's pretty much magic, too, I think. You know. But what's beside it in pink? Ouija boards. Ouija boards in pink in the children's department. Because, see, the Ouija board is just a what? It's just a game. It's just a game. Because, see, what do you do with a Ouija board? You get this board out. And it's got these letters on it. And it's got numbers on it. And it's got some symbols on it. And you have this little deal. And you put your hands on it. And then it moves by itself. And you say, will I pass my test? N-O. No. And everybody thinks it's a silly game. It's demonic. It is not a game. And you think I'm overreacting? I'm not. Dungeons and Dragons is not a game. Don't let your kids, don't even yourself play with this stuff. It is not a game. I have to tell you this, just because we're dealing with the Ouija board for a second. When I was a senior in high school, 17 years old, my twin sister, 17 years old, figures, and her boyfriend who became her husband, somebody gave us a Ouija board. We'd never seen a Ouija board. We'd never played with a Ouija board before. So we decided to play with the Ouija board. How do you play with a Ouija board? You ask it questions. It's going to tell you it's going to tell you the future. Well, I'm going to tell you this, that even though I was not a Christian, I was not a nasty person or a bad person in that sense. Like, I didn't say bad words or nasty words. But my twin sister and I got on the game and asked questions. And it spelled out as bad a words as I have ever seen in my life. And, of course, when it's spelling them out, I'm saying, Judy, are you doing this? And she said, are you doing this? I said, I'm not touching it. I'm not touching it. It was not nice. In fact, it was horrible, and we threw it away. I want you to understand, it's not a game. It's not for kids. It shouldn't be in pink, and it shouldn't be in the kids' department. If you know anybody that's got a Ouija board, they need to get rid of it. It really is. I mean, you know, you're saying that guy's overreacting. No, he's not. No, I'm not. I'm not. I watched what Dungeons and Dragons did to kids that have grown up together that were inseparable. Josh McDowell said, playing around with the world of the occult can lead to serious repercussions. We need to be aware of the satanic realm and not be involved in it. We need to know about it, but not be involved in it. W.F. Thomas, who wrote a book called Kingdom of Darkness, told of a husband and wife team who joined a satanic group to obtain firsthand information. They had to leave because of the frightening things they saw. They said, we were going to go into it. We were going to see what these people did, but we had to get out. We had to get out. It's best to get as close to God and stay away from the devil. That's the bottom line. What we're going to do in the time that we have, we're going to look at three different areas. We're going to look at astrology, fortune telling, and of course witchcraft and devil worship. It's called Wiccan. It's all over the place. You go to OSU. Well, I'm not sure because I haven't been to the Interfaith Council in a long time personally. But when I used to go, there was the Wiccans were there. Are they still there? Does anybody know? Are the Wiccans still? You know, the Wiccans are, that's witches, witchcraft. They're a ministry on campus. They have a minister. He's a part of the Interfaith Council. Or she is. When I was there, it was a woman. And they'll say, oh, yes, I'm Wiccan. We're witches. Oh, but we're good witches. We're Glinda. Are you a good witch or a bad witch? Right? They all think they're Glinda, the good witch. They're not. Astrology. Why am I doing this? Okay, why is there so much of the occult? But and, you know, we said that people are turning away. They're turning away from materialism. They're turning away. They want something spiritual. We talked about this earlier. That's why there's all of these different things. People want something spiritual because there's a hole there. We all know that it needs to be filled with Jesus Christ. But what happens is people get into this and they're not turning to Christianity, but they want something that's spiritual. So they grab a hold of any of these things. We looked at it last week. Why would anybody believe anything about Scientology? You believe that a wicked warlord named Xanadu many years ago, thousands and thousands and thousands of years ago, took all these souls, brought them to this planet, put them in volcanoes, blew them up with hydrogen bombs, their souls flew around, and then they gone into bodies, and that's what we are? Anybody that believes that, you got to really have a need, you know? And the real need is Jesus Christ. So we saw that last time. Did you know that the University of California, Berkeley, that doesn't surprise us just by saying Cal Berkeley, recently awarded his first degree in magic and is offering courses in parapsychology. Fallen human beings are seeking answers. People want the answers like, who am I and what's my future? So astrology. Astrology answers the question. Ouija boards answer the question. Crystals give you the answers. You remember Jay-Z Knight? I talked about her earlier. Jay-Z Knight has this 25,000-year-old monk that speaks through her, that woman in Washington. And people come up and ask her for her advice. And the wise man talking through her body, she's a medium for that. Isn't there a TV show called A Medium? It's out there everywhere. This is a sign of the times. 1 Timothy 4:1, the Spirit explicitly says, in latter times some will fall away from the faith, paying attention. Now listen to this. Paying attention to deceitful spirits and doctrine of demons. Deceitful spirits and doctrine of demons. That's what you have out there. We live in a fallen world, people looking for answers apart from God. Is it wrong? Is it wrong? Let me ask you something. Would it be wrong to play with a Ouija board? Would it be wrong to somebody who's going to try to tell you your fortune? Would it be wrong to go to somebody and they say, I've got some cards, and as I put these cards out, how these cards line up, it'll tell you your future. Is it wrong to look in the newspaper, look at the horoscope, and it says, Leo, you will have a fine day, and this, you know, is it wrong to do that sort of thing? Well, Deuteronomy 18 verse 9, 10, 11 says, when you enter the land the Lord God gives you, do not learn to imitate the detestable things of those nations. There shall not be found among you anyone who makes a son or daughter pass through the fire. They burn their children up. One who uses divination. One who practices witchcraft. One who interprets omens or sorcerers. One who casts spells or mediums or spiritists or one who calls up the dead. He says, do not have anything to do with any of those things. The Bible's pretty clear on it. Why? What happened to Saul, first king of Israel? Two things. One, God told him to get rid of the Amalekites, to kill them all, because they were evil people. And Saul didn't do it. Samuel actually had to do it for him. And God said, because you have done that, I'm going to reject you from being king. And Saul said, I still want to be king. And so God quit speaking to him. And so he went and found a witch who would cast a spell and bring Samuel up from the dead. Now, she wasn't able to do that because only God's going to raise the dead. That's not the second bell. That's the first bell. Okay, we got just a second. Okay, so the Second Chronicles actually tells us the reason God rejected Saul was not only because he didn't kill the Amalekites, but because he went to a witch and went to her for information rather than the Word of God. I got something in the mail. It's been a while ago. It's from London, England. Dear Mr. J. Bond, my name is Marie Simon. An associate of the United States has provided me with your name. He's deeply concerned about your future and would like to see you happy and successful. You're not alone, J. Bond. Everybody's having money problems. I'm not having money problems. She doesn't know what she's talking about. I don't have money problems, okay? Sure, you're proud. But don't be too proud to share your problems. Jay Bond, there's all types of people in the world. I happen to know you're a worthwhile and deserving person. Once again, she doesn't know me. Don't give up. You may be on the verge of winning a major lottery or sweepstakes. You may be tempted to throw this letter away. You may feel that smart people don't need help like this. Wrong. Some advice that you have been receiving from your friends may not be the best advice. She goes on down and says, I've got a series of numbers for you. J. Bond, after making request, I envisioned a series of numbers. I don't know what these numbers represent. For all I know, they may be the numbers that appear on your Social Security card or something else, or it may be the numbers that will win you the lottery. These numbers I have selected have won extraordinary sums of money for my friend. So here are your lucky numbers. Now, in order to get your lucky numbers, I have to call 1-900-407-602 at a cost of $4.98 per minute. But I can get those lucky numbers. If I don't hear from you, I can only imagine that things are going well for you. You want those numbers? You want those numbers? We all say, isn't that silly? It's the occult. That's what it is. It's the occult. Now, it's actually a telephone company making some money or somebody making some money through their 900 number. But anytime somebody thinks that a series of numbers envisioned by somebody else is going to help you, anytime somebody tells you that if you break this chain, bad things will happen to you. If you don't break this chain, good things will happen to you. If it wasn't for bad luck, I'd have no luck at all. Do you remember that song? There is no such thing as luck at all. There is no luck. There's no such thing. There's not bad luck and good luck. God is sovereign. He's in control of all things. You're not at the chance of fate or bad luck. If you walk out and you have a flat tire, it's not like, oh, bad luck. There is no bad luck. There is no luck at all. God is sovereign and working all things. You cannot go through life thinking, I hope I have a lucky day. That's what's wrong. People are into all of this. Well, next time, astrology. And let me put it up for just a second because I want you to see something. There's a difference between astrology and astronomy. Astronomy is the study of the stars, the universe, heavenly bodies, that kind of thing. Astrology is the practice of determining life patterns using the stars. They're two different things. Astronomy is where they're studying the stars. Astrology is where I look at the stars and I'm going to determine the future or what's going to happen to me based on the alignment of the stars. You say, who would do that? Anybody that reads the horoscope? The horoscope is based off the 12 signs of the zodiac. Zodiac's based off the stars. That's all it is. I know, second bell. Okay, we'll get into astrology, and then we will also get into, let me just look, fortune telling and witchcraft. We'll see all that in the next couple of weeks. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, what a truth. Lord, I just pray for all of us in this room that we will guard ourselves, guard our children, our families. Lord, we know that there's a spiritual battle out there. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against rulers, powers, world forces of darkness, spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Thank you, Lord, that we have you, that we draw near to you, that we're not fighting Satan, that you are the one that takes care of all of these things. May we draw near to you. May we not get involved in any of these kind of things. Lord, may we trust you and rest in you. Lord, we know that out there are many things that people are looking to so that they can somehow have some spiritual dimension. Lord, we pray that they will look to you, the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through our Savior Jesus. For it's in his name we pray. Amen.